Chris Cooper, thanks for being with us again. Always nice to have you. We just had a decision from the State Board of Elections, number of decisions actually, setting hours for different counties for their early voting schedules, and sort of a mixed draw. Some were lessened, some were raised, but in the major counties, I know that Mecklenburg and Wake County, they had expanded early voting from what the Republican local boards had set for their counties. And so it looks like overall, voting rights advocates should be happy by these decisions. How do you think that's going to play out for the upcoming election?
You know, I think you're right. I think the voting rights advocates got a sort of a small victory today, or maybe a little bit of a sort of move back closer to where we were before. You know, of these decisions, I think the time is important, but the locations is probably what's going to have the bigger effect. So we know that, not surprisingly, the closer you live to a polling place, whether that's in early voting or whether that's on the traditional voting day, the more likely you are to vote. And this particularly affects folks, not surprisingly, without cars and without easy access to transportation. So I think increasing the number of locations will probably have a larger effect than increasing the hours.
What about Sunday voting? That became a big contentious issue during this debate, as many people noted that a lot of Black people who go to church on Sundays will organize these sort of souls to the polls movements for Sundays. And then there were efforts to sort of block Sunday voting. And it looks like, you know, again, with the decision, sort of a mixed bag on Sunday voting. But how impactful do you think Sunday voting actually is?
You know, I mean, I think symbolically it's very important. And, you know, clearly for Black churches, this is an important thing. And I think for the Democratic Party, it's perceived as being very important. As far as raw votes, I don't think we're talking about huge numbers. If you look at the early voting data for the last few years, we don't see huge spikes on a Sunday. And most of these folks probably would have found other times to vote. Again, it doesn't mean that it's not important as a voting rights issue. It doesn't mean that it's not important symbolically. But as far as tilting the scales one way or the other in an election, it sort of seems unlikely to do that.
Well, let's shift courses in this interview a bit to the presidential race, because we have a number of high-profile visits now. Hillary Clinton was in Charlotte yesterday, and Donald Trump is going to be coming to Asheville on this coming Monday at the U.S. Cellular Center. So this is a big draw for Asheville. And what do you think this says about the state of North Carolina? Obviously, it's a battleground state, but it's getting a lot of attention lately.
Yeah, it sure is. And so there's, I think, a few bigger picture things going on. One, candidates do simply more appearances than they used to, sort of track campaign appearances over time. Not surprising, they spend more time traveling now. They do more appearances. It is literally a busier life now to be a candidate than it was 10 or 20 or certainly 30 years ago. They tend to target, not surprisingly, swing states like ours. I think we are certainly among the closest states in the country. And they tend to focus on large cities where they're going to be able to hit the media markets. And so Asheville certainly hits a lot of those. It may look a little strange. Obviously, Asheville is known as a more progressive city, not exactly the home to the largest Donald Trump base in the state. But at the same time, within a state, every vote's worth the same, right? So our electoral college system means that certain state votes are worth more than others. But within a state, two votes from Asheville picking up is exactly the same as two votes in Raleigh, for example, or in Charlotte or in Wilmington. So I think it's probably a smart strategic move for Trump to visit Asheville. I think we're going to see more of this as we get closer to the election.
Do you think by coming to Asheville, Donald Trump is actually targeting Asheville, or is he just trying to basically give a location, a central location for people out in Western North Carolina, his supporters, to gather, and maybe just trying to draw people out from the surrounding counties?
You know, I think it's more of the latter. I think it's, you know, Asheville is the economic center of Western North Carolina. It's the political center of Western North Carolina. It's the population center of Western North Carolina. So even though it's not the area that tends to lean Trump or lean Republican, it's where WCQS is located, and it's where the TV stations are located, and it's where the Asheville Citizen Times is located. So if your goal is to drive media coverage, you're going to drive it a lot better in Asheville than you are in Murphy.
We'll just assume that Donald Trump came here because WCQS is here then.
Well, that's what the literature would tell us.
Are you at all surprised that it, you know, because we've seen so many visits to North Carolina by just a number of political candidates, whether it's the vice presidential candidates or the presidential candidates, This is actually, other than the Tim Kaine visit, this is the first visit to Western North Carolina by one of the candidates. Is there a reason why Western North Carolina is basically last?
I think there probably are. You know, we have a smaller population than certainly than the Triangle does, but I think it's probably a mistake on the candidate's part. I mean, I think they can still reach a fair number of folks here. You also have the advantage of a media market that bleeds into multiple states, and even though South Carolina is not really in play, I think that is probably helpful for the candidates. So I think the smaller population is probably the reason, but I think this may be an unusual case in this election where Donald Trump is probably the candidate who is exhibiting the smartest campaign strategy this time.
And do you expect to see a lot more visits to Western North Carolina?
I do, and I think to Asheville in particular. Asheville has the infrastructure, it's got the population, it's got the media. I think we're going to see more folks coming to Asheville as we get closer to this election, and we'll see if the rest of them will play wagon wheel, but I think they'll be here one way or the other.
All right. Well, those are my questions. Matt, did you have any questions for Chris?
Just a general question. Discuss how Western North Carolina's politically is different from the rest of the state, as so much coverage thus far has focused, as you were saying, on Raleigh, on Charlotte, on Wilmington, and other areas. Talk about why the western part of the state is different from the rest of North Carolina.
You know, I think the western part of the state is really interesting for a couple of reasons. One is obviously Asheville doesn't really look much like the rest of western North Carolina. So if you look at the last few election cycles, you know, Jackson County, Watauga County, and Buncombe County tend to be the three that are at least sometimes turning blue at the presidential level. And so, you know, the rest of it is a red part of the state, and I think that's interesting that Asheville is such a deep blue and the rest of the region is a pretty strong red. And I think that's a little bit unusual in this state. And the other thing I think is interesting is that we still have a lot of registered Democrats here who vote Republican. So it's almost like the political realignment that has changed the entire South. The last place that it's coming is to the mountains. And so I think that makes it a different kind of area. I think it makes it a harder area to understand and to predict because you've got counties that may be majority Democrat but are still voting for Republicans.